Sabina Reid, psychologist and social commentator, also has a podcast, Human Cogs. Sabina Reid, psychology.com.au. Good afternoon.
Hello, Tony. I brought in a topic, but we've already sideways before we went on air. What did you want to talk about?
Post-shush guilt.
I'm so glad that you have post-shush guilt.
I shouldn't have post-shush guilt.
Well, guilt is an invitation to explore your behaviour further, and you told me that you have post-shush guilt. And for our listeners who are wondering, what the heck is it? Tell us about your story last night.
Last night, I was communing with Chris Isaak, who had put a lot of effort into presenting a brilliant show.
What was the verb you used, you and Chris were doing together?
We were communing.
I don't know. This is where the shush guilt comes into it. So tell me
okay.
more.
Okay. So he and his band are putting on a great show. Woman behind me would not interrupt her conversation, which was held at outside volume with her friend during the show. And we're about halfway through the set, maybe a third of the way. The greasy didn't work initially. So I turned around and fixed her with a stare to her eyes and said, can you just shush? Can you just please?
Please.
Please.
At least you used a please. Yeah. But then you told me, Tony, off air, that you were having a one-on-one moment with Chris Isaak. And I'm here to tell you that when you're in a communal concert setting, you're not having a one-on-one moment, whatever your fantasy is with Chris Isaak. You're in a group setting where some people enjoy music with noise and, you know, excitement and conversation and sing-song and clapping, and others, like you, perhaps want to just sit quietly. So I think, I told you that I've been to many a concert and I've talked and laughed and sang, and if I had a tambourine in my handbag, I would have pulled that out as well. You'd be shushing me and then some.
But I don't understand why you would go and see a band and then talk to the person next to you.
Well, maybe you're reminiscing about what those
lyrics
mean.
But you're there to
mean.
Hear the music.
But it's just
you're there
like
to
when,
listen.
When you listen to music at home, do you only listen in silence?
Yes.
Ah, no. But why?
It did my head in.
So tell me about the guilt. Where does the guilt come from?
Because I thought now I've
shushed her,
and then I have all that kind of, well, should I have done that? All that kind of roiling, you know, inside, but I was on the horns of a dilemma there. Do I just sit there and fume over the fact that she won't be
behave like you?
Yeah, or like a normal person would, which is not to interrupt everyone around them while they're trying to enjoy a show. Mm. Or should I have said something?
Look, I think a concert is a different space to, like, if that was in a movie, you've got all the rights to shush.
Mm.
But I think a concert's a slightly more interactive experience, and sadly it wasn't just you and Chris Isaak in the room. But this
well,
is
and
not
his band.